We are learning Maseches Bar Metzia, Daf Kuf Beis Omid Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Beis Omid Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Hamaske Bayis Lechaveiroi Lashono. If someone rented his house to his friend for a year, Nisabra Hashona, Nisabra Seicher, if that year lands up being an Ibayar, in the times of the Mishnah, Chazal had the choice to make an Ibayar or not. They didn't have a set calendar like we have today. And it turns out he got an extra month. He has it for the year. He rented it for a year. So he moved in on the first day after Sukkot. He gets it to next year, first day after Sukkot. Even though he got 30 months out of it. What about Hiskel Chadashim? He rented him for 12 months. Then he has to leave in the middle of El. Nisabra Hashon, Nisabra Lamaskir. The Maskir gets it to have to leave in the middle of El because he already has 12 months. And there was a ma'aseh b'tzipori ba'achas shochem merchetz b'chaver b'shtem also zav l'shana medina zav l'chaydish. The contract said it's 12 zav for the year, a dinner zav per month. That's what's said in the contract. And what happened? Uba ma'aseh b'chaver b'shtem b'gamil. They came from b'gamil v'nei reisi and v'nei reisi. Omru yachloiku es chayish yibra. They said you have to split the chaydish yibra. You have to make a chloiku. So that's a din that has no shaykhus to the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said that if he said shana, he gets the whole year. If he said chodesh, he gets per month. He only gets 12 months. Then we brought a ma'isa. We said two things, and we said it's yachloiku. So faith the Gemara, ma'isa listo. What's the ma'isa got to do with the rest of the Mishnah? The Gemara chsuri mechsuri. He's missing something. Halkatani. V'im'om aloi b'shneim asa zuhuvim l'shana. Midin zav l'chodesh. If he said two things. He said, I'm charging you 12 zav for the year, a zav per month. Halacha is yachloiku. Why? Because it's a suffix if tvoiz l'shurishayin, or tvois loshen achron. Do we take his first word seriously or the second word seriously? It's a suffix, and therefore yachalikul. Umaisa nami mitzpari be'echad shesocha merchetz mechaveir b'shnei masa zuvim l'shana, medina zav l'chaydesh. Stak a story where someone rented a bathhouse for 12 zahav for the year, a dinner zav per month. Uba maisa v'er shimu gamil, v'er b'yitzi, v'omri yachalikul, as far as he said, the taka split it. So the maisa is a raya to the new case of the Mishnah where it's a suffix if tvois loshen rishon. The halacha is it's yachloiku. Now the Gemara is going to have different shitas about this halacha. Omar Rav, yavoy hasam. If I was there, havi avina lekula lemaskir, I would give everything to the maskir because the shita of Rav is that it's tvois loshen achron. What's loshen achron over here? He said dinner zahav lechardesh. So if it would be me, I would say you're only getting 12 months, you're not getting the 13 months. That's what I would say. Not even yachloiku because you go boss of tvois loshen achron. So Gemara says, what does Rav got to tell us this? We know Rav Shita. Rav Shita is famous. Mike Vashlon, Tvoyz Hashan Akron, Ha'om Rav Chod Zimna. Rav said this once. Ha'om Rav Huna Amri Be Rav. Rav Huna said, B'Shem, the Beis Merish of Rav, that if someone says, Astira Meya Ma'i, the halach is, you get Meya Ma'i. And if he says, we'll explain this in a second, but if he says, Astira Meya Ma'i, Meya Ma'i, Meya Ma'i, Astira, then you get Astira. Now, Astira is really 96 prutois, and Meya Moye is 100 prutois. So let's say you say, I want to give Astira, I want to give 100 prutois. So Rav says, you give 100 prutois. And if you said, I want to give you 100 prutois, I'm going to give you Astira, you give him Astira, which is 96 prutois. So what do you see? You go Basa Loshen Achron. So what's the chiddush that you have to tell me here by the case of a renter that you go Basa Loshen Achron, and we already have Rav's memra by Meya Moye Astira? So Gemara answers, no. Imeh hasam have amina prushu kamafarish. By the case of Astiri, we'd say it's mefarish your words. Kamash malon that it's al tvoiz loshen achron. What does that mean? Rashi explains there are certain Astiri is a seller. There are certain sloim that are very heavy and good sloim, and they're worth 100 prutos. And there are other times that 100 prutos are shvacha prutos, and they're only worth a seller of 96. So if you say Astira Meya Ma'i, mean like this. I'm giving you Astira. You know what type of Astira? A Meya Ma'i Astira, which is better than a regular Astira. So now I have to give you a Meya Ma'i Astira. If you say Meya Ma'i Astira, what you're doing is I'm limiting the Meya Ma'i. I'm saying Meya Ma'i Shvach 100 Ma'i, which is Astira. So it's Perusha Kamafarish. Masha'in came by our Mishnah, was saying it's not Perusha Kamafarish. Even though I could have said like the other way, but Taisha has not a Pshat, but this is Rashi's Pshat. That by the case of our Mishnah, it's a Shiloh, Tvoiz Loshen Rishon, and Tvoiz Loshen Achron. And since Rav now teaches us that you go Bas Loshen Achron, so it's Rav Shita, Tvoiz Loshen Achron, not because Perusha Kamafarish. That's Shita of Rav. V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel is going to say a chiddush that you don't say tfois lashon rishon or tfois lashon achron, but you go b'asad a muchzik. That's Shmuel's shita. Shmuel Amar, our Mishnah is talking about b'ba'ba emsa chaydesh askinan. It was the middle of the 13th month that the maskah wakes up and says, hey, you're getting an extra month, you owe me money. And that's where we say yachloiku. You know why I say yachloiku? Because I keep the first half of the month because you know I already didn't pay, and I kick him out for the second half of the month because I'm go b'asad a muchzik. That's Shmuel shita. Avababa tchilas achaydesh kula maskah. If he comes beginning of the month and says hezachain, you know it's a suffix, and you owe me money, so the loch is then the maskah wins because he's the muchzik. It's his property. Baba soif achaydesh. You come at the end of the month and the soicher didn't pay. Kula soicher doesn't have to pay. It's always go b'asad a muchzik. That's Shmuel Shita. You always go b'asad ha-mukhzik. Now, home Mishnah says, Echaiku, it's the Tomei case, but Baba Emtza Ha-Chaydash. Break the Gemara, Miyam Shmuel, Lo Yemirin, Tvayz Lashon Achron. The Shmuel say, they don't go b'asad Lashon Achron, or Rav and Shmuel Damer Tavayu. Rav and Shmuel say together, Kur B'Shloishim, we know Rav holds Tvayz Lashon Achron, and it says, Rav and Shmuel say together, Kur B'Shloishim, Ani Meichelach, Yochelach Zaboy. If someone says, I'm selling you a core of chitim, it's a big amount, for 30. Ani ma'achaloch. Yochalach sabay, afil basah achorina. He can be chayzer until the whole core of b'shloish, the whole 30 core is finished, the whole core, I mean, not the 30, the whole core, until the whole core is paid in, I can still be chayzer, because it's not done until I sell you a full core. So until I fill basah achorina, a core is 30 saw, I think so, maybe it's more than that, I fill basah achorina, core. It's you can be chayzer, but if you say kur b'shloishim sa'a b'sela ani ma'achaloch, if you're saying I'm selling you kur b'shloishim and it's sa'a b'sela, per sa'a is a sela ani ma'achaloch, so here there's like a double lashon kur b'shloishim sa'a b'sela. So here, if you hold tefashos shenachren, then each sa'a is a separate sale. So halacha is ani ma'achaloch rishon kana. You kind of each sa'a by itself. So what do you see from this memra? You go b'asal shen achren because at the beginning is a kor b'shloishim. So you have to wait till he finishes paying the kor, and then says sa'a b'sela, and we're going b'asal sa'a b'sela. So it's a raya like Shmuel b'asal shen achren. So what's pshat over here that Shmuel says it's a suffix and you go b'asal muchzik? My answer is no. Hasam taimayim is from the toughest. How can I go toughest? There, the reason why you can't be chayiz is for the same exact reason. It's a suffix. And once I got my saw, or two saw, or three saw, that I have already, that you can't be chayzer. You're looking chayzer on what's left. Because you go and bust the muchzik. That's the bottom line, you go bust the muchzik. The question was, that Shmuel said to go bust the muchzik, and here we see you go bust the lashon achron. He said, no, here's also a toughest. Here's the same type of idea. Once I took already some of the saw, then you can't back out. I took it already. I'm muchzik already on that. Then you can't take back. So we have already Rav, who says it's lashon achron. We have Shmuel, who says muchzik. Then we have Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is going to say, we go by some Mori Kama. Rav Nachman Amar, Karka Becheskes Balea Kaim Ayemes. It's always Becheskes of the owner. So, which means like this, that if you say, I'm renting you for 12 Zav for the year, and dinner Zav per month, the halacha is, in such a case, you're going to get, the last month you have to pay. You have to pay it for the last month. So it sounds like 12 Nachman, basically. That Samara's kasha is Mike Mashblon Tvoy Shon Achron Hainu the Rab. Samara says no. Afka the epich meipach. Even say the opposite. If I say dinner zav lechaydesh and 12 zav for the year, you still will be masker will win. The masker will still win. Why? Because you go bossa Mari Kama. You go bossa the Baal Leha, whoever is the real owner, and he's always going to win. So we have three shittas. Either you go bossa always the owner, or you go bossa the muchzik, whoever's holding on to the money. Or whoever's holding on, the first part is Tvoy Lashon Achron. So talking about Boy Minei Rabbi Yanai. What happens if you have a different time in it than here? We have here a tenant and the landlord. The tenant says, "Asati, I paid the rent already." Umasker, I'm a lina talti. No, you didn't pay the rent. Amila havi raya. Who has to bring the raya? Samar asks Amos, when was the discussion? We know according to Gemara, the rent is only due at the end of the rental. So Amos, if it's toich the zman of the rental, Tanina, we have a first Mishnah. Ilaach zman, Tanina also a first Mishnah. Tanan, we went to the Mishnah regarding Bechor, regarding Pidin Aben. If the father died within 30 days of the child being born, and we're not sure if he did Pidin Aben or not. So Becheskas Shaloi Nifta Shiyavi Raya Chenifta. This child is Becheskas that he was not Nifta until he brings a Raya that he was Nifta. La'achas loyishim yoyim. After 30 days, becheskes shenifta. He's becheskes that there was a pidyon haben. Atchi yoyim ruloy shloy nifta. Until they tell him there is not nifta. Now Rashi speaks out. This is lashon rabim over here because a kohen can't come over to him and say, by the way, you owe me 5 shkolim, 5 seller. Why? Because a kohen, you could say, I gave it to a different kohen. There's no din. The kohen has no tvi on it because it could be to any kohen. But it's the gay for himself to know if he is nifta or not. So if people tell him he was not nifta, he has to go be paid himself because the Gemara Kedushin Mavuyer that he has a chiyav on himself to be paid himself. As far as a chiyav first, but he has a chiyav also to take care of the pidyon haben. So
before 30 days?
Huh? You can't do it before 30 days. No, you don't do it before 30 days. No, it's possible to do it before 30 days, but if he lands up leaving 30 days, then it could be done, yeah.
No, the father died day 15.
Right. He could have done it before.
Right.
So you could do it. It has to live 30 days, but it could work for my friend. But he has to live 30 days.
Huh?
You do, but it could be if he does it then, it'll work from after 30 days. It'll work from after 30 days. It'll work from then.
Oh,
yeah.
It's played it before for 30 days.
Okay, we'll ask Rabbi Yonis in a second after we finish. Loitzricha, but yoima the mashalim zimna. Loitzricha, but yoima the mashalim zimna. The case was that. So, what do we want from our case? By the Soicha and the Maskir over here, we're saying like this. Toich 30 days, the Mishnah says in Bechairis, there's the cheska shaloi nifta. No one pays up early. So, therefore, if the Soicha tainis, he paid rent early, we don't believe him. He has to bring the raya. Mashenkin, if it's later, then the mask has to be right, because a person does pay on time. That's the kasha. So what's the case? What's the shayla of the Gemara? The shayla of the Gemara is like this. The day that it was due. When do we say that you pay up your chayvis on that day? Or you lie? Like Rashi says, I said I gave in the morning. So do you pay in the morning or not? It's a little bit early because you have to the end of the day. Do you pay early or not? That's the shayla. Om Rabbi Yechanan Tanisua. We have a raya to this also. We have a mishnah to the like, raya to this also. Mishnah in Mishnah Shavuos. Says the mishnah in Shavuos that we have a worker, an employee, and employer. So sochir bizmanoi nishba v'noipel. If it's that day, he makes a shvua and he takes. Usually a shvua is to pati yourself, not the shvuas hanoitlim. But as the Rabbanan Degadin, that we make a shvuas hanoitlim in this case. What's the reason? Because when it comes to a person who's giving out salaries, he's very busy with all his payalim, and sometimes he could forget. So therefore, he can't make a shvua because he might have forgotten, and we took a shvua from him, we gave it to the soicher, so sochir. We gave it to the employee. We gave it to the employee. So sochir v'zmanoi nishba v'noitel. Sochir v'devon shvua le'a wives v'mal bayis tard v'payalim. He's very busy with payalim, he might have forgotten. But here, the Seichah is believed in Shavuah, which means that it's very normal to pay that day. If the Seichah Tain is, he paid his rent, that's called Kaifer HaKoil, and he's saying, I don't owe any money. And the Loch is, he's Neman with a Shavuah's Hesses. It's not a Shavuah Derais, it's not a way to mix us here. He's Neman with a Shavuah's Hesses. Because he's believed that day. So back to the Shaila. Shaila was, who's Mehemen? The answer is, the Seicher is Mehemen. And with the Rabbanu, we make a Shua Sessus. But on the day that the payment is due, the Seicher is Nemah.